U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Bruce Halliday about two-way communication with the other side. Do you ever run into a situation where you're trying to close the session and you don't get a signal that it's okay to end it?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Actually, in the last couple of sessions I did, 1 or 2 sessions back, an entity must have made its way through. And, you know, when I asked my technicians, you know, if it was okay to shut down, well, let me know when it's clear to shut down. I was told, wait. So I said, okay, I'll wait. Sometimes you'll get that because they have to investigate and make sure, you know, that nothing came through. Mm-hmm. Or if something did, you got to give them enough time to rectify the situation. So 9 times out of 10, you'll get a wait before you get a confirmation. So it was normal to me. I didn't pay any attention to it. So. Okay. I waited a couple of seconds, you know, maybe another 10, 15, 20 seconds. And I asked again, you know, hey guys, is it okay for me to shut down? No. So I said, okay, I'll wait. You know, another 10, 15, 20 seconds went by. Hey, Mike, Lisa, you know, I mean, the session is running almost 30 minutes now. Can I shut down? No, wait. Okay, I'll wait. So after that, the next time I asked, they said, okay, clear. So I said, man, guys, what was the problem? You know, I mean, did an entity cross through? Did it come to my side? Yes. Did you have a problem bringing it back? Yes. Is everything okay now? You know, it's all right for me to shut down? Absolutely, was the response I got. Absolutely. So I said, okay, guys, thanks a lot. You know, thanks for your help and thanks for your efforts, you know, and I'll speak to you again soon and shut the session down. But it does happen. It does occur. And if it can happen to somebody like me, mm-hmm. that's been doing this for so many years and has so much experience. I mean, the person, you know, like that guy in Ireland that just picks up a box, you know, not knowing, not doing any research at all, and just turns the box on, like I said, like it's a party favor.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a toy, a see and say. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They're going to, you know, they're going to have problems. And if they trap, if a negative entity does, because we deal with negative entities all the time. I mean, you'll get negative responses, curses, nasty growling, nasty responses, nasty communications all the time, mm-hmm. you know? And I call them dark heads. I nicknamed them dark heads way back in the day. And, you know, you'll get those negative entities that'll get their messages through, you know, that the technician, before the technician can stop them, or, mm-hmm. you know, if you get one of those that crosses through and you lock them here by shutting that session down, because mm-hmm. when you shut that box, it slams that doorway shut. So now they have a point of no return. Until you turn that box on again, they cannot move back to that realm. So they're stuck with you until you decide to do another session. And somebody that doesn't know that, a person that doesn't, you know, didn't do their research and doesn't know what's going on, you get a negative entity to come through and you trap that negative entity in your home, you're in for a problem. So, you know, I mean, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And it doesn't take much, you know.
You kind of led me to an interesting question, and it almost takes us to the concept of real life Ghostbusters. This is the closest I think I've ever asked a question that actually would be like this, because I never in my wildest dreams thought that we would have the ability to, but we're almost kind of here. So what you expressed was, okay, almost like the Ouija board or something of that nature. You don't close the session. People right. are familiar with that. It could be trapped, but you can open up the board again, and then that could give it its doorway back out.
Right.
Exactly. Could that work in the same principle if you go to a home that, say, has a haunting going on in it? There's never been a ghost box session. There's never been a Ouija session. There's never been anything that, like, really opened that door. They're just there for whatever.
About a traditional haunting?
I am. Yeah, something where the thing was not brought through a Ouija board or through us pulling it. That box, you know where I'm going with this, but let me ask it. Could you go into that setting with the ghost box, start a session, and then could those technicians or whatever is on the other side help pull that haunting, that whatever is there, out, and essentially it's the ghost trap that pulls them back out.
yeah, okay. All right. Before I say anything, let me just say right off the bat, I mean, I know I sound like I'm saying I'm stating everything as it's fact.
Sure.
This is not fact. Mm-hmm. This is my opinion based on years of experience, research, and experimentation. So it's my educated opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want anybody out there that listens to this to think that I'm, you know, stating this is the way it is. It's a fact and that's it. That's not what I'm saying. It's whatever I tell you, it's all coming from my belief based on my experience.
Okay.
Okay. Now, getting that out of the way, the reason that can happen is that when you open a ghost box doorway by using a ghost box, and an entity travels through the doorway to this side, it's already established in the ethereal plane. It's already established on the other side. So all it's doing, it has that freedom of motion to go back and forth. If you went to a haunted location where there was never a ghost box used and you have an entity there, that entity is either grounded, stuck, or earthbound. Now, there's differences between those types of, it's for lack of a better word, let's call them hauntings. There's sure. there's differences between earthbound, stuck, and grounded, okay?
Okay.
So those entities have never crossed over to the other side. They don't obtain that spiritual energy. So they don't have access. There's a certain protocol, let's call it, for lack of a better word, there's a certain way an entity, when it leaves the physical body, has to travel to the other side, has to cross over. And it can't be through a ghost box. It has to be through the connection, the spiritual connection that's made with that entity that actually pulls them over to the other side.
Okay.
Now, we can use, and which we have, and which I've written documents and instruction manuals on how to do, what I call crossing sessions. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you do come across an entity that can communicate through the box, that is grounded or stuck, that has never gone to the other side, you'll get, I mean, I get this all, and when I tell you all the time, I mean all the time, almost every single session, I'll get a cry for help. And it's heart-wrenching because it'll be, I mean, I could actually send you files where, you know, I've had, you know, entities crying, begging for help, you know, and you can hear them crying, whimpering, sobbing, you know, begging for help, you know, and they, because they're here, they're confused, they, you know, some entities are grounded because they can't accept the fact that they died. They died tragically or abruptly, and they're confused about what's going on. They don't know. They don't realize they're dead. They don't know what to do. They don't know where they are. They're just stuck in sort of a limbo. Mm-hmm. So they tend to gravitate to, and it doesn't mean that if you have an entity haunting your home or a particular place, it doesn't mean that that entity, when it was in the physical, actually died at that location. Okay, mm-hmm. That entity could have died somewhere else and traveled to that location because it was the most comfortable and most familiar thing to them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So they, you know, I mean, people go to cemetery, they investigate cemeteries and they say they get activity and they get EVPs and they get images on digital cameras and they get ghost box communication at cemeteries. And they say, well, why are you getting them at cemeteries? People never lived in a cemetery. They've never, you know, resided there. Why are these, you know, entities haunting the cemetery? Why are these, occupying the cemetery? Because entities sometimes when you die, the most familiar thing to you and the thing that gives you the most comfort is your physical body.
Sure.
So an entity will actually attach itself to its physical remains because it's the only thing that's familiar to them. And those physical remains are brought to a cemetery and buried. Mm-hmm. So that entity, in essence, stays attached to that physical body, even though it's under the ground there. They stay in proximity because that's what gives them some sort of grounding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some sort of direction, like it's something familiar to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's so many, you can go into this, like, you know, I mean, for hours and hours I can discuss it.
Sure.
So many different aspects, you know?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, there's so many questions that I have the more we talk about this. There's a few more I want to try and get to before we wrap up for today. The technicians, you have your two. I'm sure there's probably some others that have those same ones too, but there's probably several of them for different people. I'm assuming that's what you found. Are there ever situations where we're talking a technician that was once a human being, personalities, all of that? I'm thinking back to my days in radio. I had some wonderful engineers who had the greatest personality and would help you. And they, you know, but they were smart. They were technicians. You know, they knew that sort of world. And I had some that were some of the weirdest, craziest, mean, evil son of a bitches that I've ever met in my life. Yeah. It was either like yin or the yang. It was one or the other. Some of the nicest people I've ever met or some of like the, oh my God, you'd be a suspect in the serial killer murders around here.
Yeah.
Are there ever technicians on the other side that have that kind of negative personality where they're not necessarily there to help you, but they just want to screw with you because they can.
Not a technician. No,
no.
I've never come across that ever. The technician's sole purpose is that their sole drive is to be there to help you.
Yeah. I mean,
to help the operator. That's it. That their sole existence is to be there to help the operator. That's it. I've never had a negative one. I've never had, we have what we call part-time technicians. Mm-hmm. Like there's technicians that'll show up, there's a technician that I have that I'm familiar with named Tom. There's one that I'm familiar with named Bill. They'll show up periodically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They'll show up here and there and they'll let you know that they're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're not, but my anchors, Mike and Lisa, are with me every session.
Sure.
And sometimes you'll get a part-time technician that'll be there. You know what I mean?
But you've never heard from anyone else out there that has had interactions with their technicians of ever getting one that really didn't seem to have the best of intent.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's...
There's enough negative entities out there for that.
Okay. I'm very curious. Frank Sumption, you had mentioned him earlier, and you had mentioned him being a technician. Is that what I was hearing correctly?
Well, what happened was when Frank passed, it was funny because right before Frank died, he had a conversation that went like something like this. He said, "I don't care what the circumstances are, what the situation is. When I die, do not try to contact me with the ghost box because I will not communicate. Will not." So, okay, Frank. And he stuck to that steadfast.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
As soon as he passed away, myself and a couple other individuals that were, you know, friends with Frank and that, you know, that are seasoned operators, seasoned communicators and researchers, started to get, you know, the name Frank come through in sessions. I started to get Frank Sumption, you know. Now, if I was, you know, I would ask, you know, is that Frank Sumption that's communicating? And I started to get the yeses. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I started to get communications that were familiar sounding as Frank's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not directly because it's super, super hard for a communicating entity. Like when they form communication, they take these little fragments and bits and pieces of sound that the ghost box sweep supplies.
Yeah.
And they sort of build, they put them together like Legos to sort of build the words of communication.
Yeah.
So they can take two fragments from a male voice, a fragment from a female voice. Right? So what you're hearing 99.999% of the time is not in the tone of voice that the individual had in the physical world.
Sure.
But if an entity tries hard enough and takes the time and makes the effort to wait for the fragments that they need, they can form communication that's in a voice resembling their physical voice.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly tonally, but the enunciation, maybe an accent that they had.
Sure.
The cadence of their speech, you know, and sometimes it'll come through in an exact voice. Once in a while, you'll get lucky and you'll get, hey, that's him, you know, or that's her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Frank started to come through in his own voice. And, you know, short communications, yeses, nos, his name. He would say my name. He would say other individuals' names. So Frank, now I figured, okay, Frank is there. He's willing to communicate. He seems to be coming through like every session or every other session. So I guess he's involved.
Yeah.
So let me start doing technical sessions now. You know, I have a couple of friends that are very big box builders, custom builders, and they're always looking for technical information. How can we advance the box? What can we do to make it better? How can we make the communication better? How can we make the reception better? How can we make, you know, how can we make the box sweep better? And, you know, things like that. So I'll do sessions and ask those specific questions. You know, I'll get a list of specific questions. And I'll ask it during a tech session. So now that Frank is there, I say, okay, I'm going to do a tech session just for Frank. So the session before that, I ask for Frank to communicate. I'm here, I get. Frank, is that you? Yes. Okay, Frank, next session, not this one, not impromptu right off the bat now, but next session, I'm going to be doing a session dedicated to me asking you technical questions about the ghost box. Questions, I'm going to get questions from blah, 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 questions from blah, 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 and I'm going to ask you these questions. I would appreciate it if you could do your best to send them an answer. Okay. Well, next session comes up. I sit down. As soon as the session starts, I greet my techs, ask them to go and get Frank, bring him forward, help him, you know, give him whatever energy he needs or help him, you know, with the communication, help him to get these answers across. So I ask four or five technical questions, and I get the answers, which mean nothing to me because I know nothing about electronics. I'm not a box builder.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't do anything with the technological end of it. All I do is I do the research end. I do the research, the communication, the who's, whys, what's, when's, where's, and how's. These guys just build boxes. Mm-hmm. So the information, I make the files, I pass them on to the box builders, right? One individual that's actually working on a new device, which I'm not going to mention because it hasn't been brought out yet.
Sure.
He's working on a new device, and in my opinion, this device could be the next step. It could revolutionize live spirit communication, okay, in two ways, all right? And I'm not going to elaborate any more on it, but he was, you know, stuck on a couple of things. Like he was, you know, trying to figure out, he had a couple of problems that he was trying to figure out, you know, and he says, I can't get it. I just can't get the, you know, I can't solve this situation. And from the tech sessions that I did, I was able to get him the information that he needed, not the exact instructions on what to do, but the messages that he received sparked the idea in his mind on how to solve the problems. So he did. And the messages from the other side, from Frank, were instrumental in him being able to overcome these problems and move on with the production of this new device. So it does, you know, it does serve us in a way.
Yeah. It's just amazing the back and forth and what can be attained to advance this from both sides. One last question, and this is just kind of one of those random thoughts that came through my mind as we were talking today. Okay, so this is nefarious and horrible, but if someone had ill intent, could a ghost box be used essentially to create a haunting? Meaning you go to a building that's doesn't have an active, you know, haunting at it, or is not known for it from folks who are not sensitive. Yet you want to try and make that building haunted. Can you open up a ghost box session and let that thing run forever, essentially, never really close it down?
That's a good question.
Or would the technician stop that and eventually close it out on their own?
In my opinion, you know, I've never run into that situation, yeah. I've never pondered that question. That's a good question. But I think the technicians would gather together and use whatever power they had, whatever strength they had, mm-hmm. to prevent that from happening.
Okay.
So I don't think I don't think it could be used in that capacity. But like I said, you never know.
Yeah.
Nothing's carved in stone.
I mean, it's almost like kind of creating your own. It's like, you know, create a portal.
Right. There's individuals out there now that have live ghost box streams running 24/7.
Okay,
constant.
Yeah.
So that doorway is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unmonitored by an operator.
Sure.
So now they have to supply, the other side has to supply a technician or a number of technicians to oversee that session, that continuous session. Constantly.
To make sure it doesn't get out of hand and things don't get over to the other side. I mean, are there situations where things get to the other side that the technicians, it gets beyond their reach to pull it back?
Not all the time. It never happened to me personally, but I have heard of a couple of instances where, you know, people had to do numerous sessions. Mm-hmm. To try and have the activity that was going on in their home alleviated, and have the entity, whatever entity traveled through, have them go back. And, you know, it does happen. It has happened. It doesn't happen often. It's a rare occurrence, mm-hmm. but there have been a couple of instances where that has happened.
That wraps up our conversation with Bruce Halliday. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program and bringing all of his insights into this very fascinating topic. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.